This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has addressed the Parliament of the Republic of Ghana in capital Accra. Noting the friendship between India and Ghana, the Prime Minister said the relationship between the two nations knows no bounds and is sweeter than Ghana's famous sugarloaf pineapple.
When we look at Ghana, we see a nation that shines with courage, that rises above history, that meets every challenge with dignity and grace. Your commitment to democratic ideals and inclusive progress truly makes Ghana a beacon of inspiration for the entire African continent.
Speaking of democracy, Prime Minister Modi described India as the mother of democracy, stressing the importance of openness and dialogue in a democratic setup. The Prime Minister hailed the West African nation for its enduring commitment to democracy, dignity and resilience, calling it a beacon of inspiration for the African continent. PM Modi has also been conferred with the Officer of the Order of the Star of Ghana, the country's highest civilian honour, by President John Mahama. The Prime Minister expressed his gratitude to the African nation on behalf of 1.4 billion Indians. Mr. Modi has since left for Trinidad and Tobago on the second leg of his visit. This will be the first bilateral visit to the Caribbean nation by an Indian Prime Minister in two decades. The Defence Acquisition Council has accorded acceptance of necessity for 10 capital acquisition proposals amounting to over 1 lakh crore rupees through indigenous sourcing. Under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, the council approved the procurement of armoured recovery vehicles, electronic warfare system, integrated common inventory management system for the tri-services and surface-to-air missiles. The Defence Ministry said these procurements will provide higher mobility, effective air defence, better supply chain management and augment the operational preparedness of the armed forces. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari inaugurated two national highway projects worth 2,456 crore rupees in Garhwa yesterday. Mr. Gadkari, who is on a visit to Jharkhand, also announced that 2 lakh crore rupees worth of highway projects will be implemented in the state, ensuring rapid development. Union Minister of State for Cooperation Krishan Pal Gurjar has inaugurated the Bharat Organics Mela 2025 at the World Trade Center in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Gurjar said, "The Bharat Organics Mela exemplifies how the cooperative model can empower small farmers and bring safe, organic food to Indian households." He said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government has adopted whole-of-government approach to bring the vision of Sahakar Se Samriddhi to reality. Information and Broadcasting Ministry has proposed amendments to the policy guidelines for television rating agencies originally issued in 2014. The proposed draft has removed some restrictive provisions for media houses to allow more players to democratize and modernize the television audience measurement ecosystem in the country. Currently, Broadcast Audience Research Council is the only agency providing TV ratings. The proposed amendments aim to allow multiple agencies to foster healthy competition, bring in new technologies, and provide more reliable and representative data, especially for connected TV platforms. Normal life in Himachal Pradesh has been severely affected due to continuous monsoon rains. The Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rain today, while an orange alert has been issued for heavy to very heavy rainfall from tomorrow to 9th of this month. In cricket, Shubman Gill made history as the first Indian and Asian captain to score a double century in a test match in England. His brilliant 269-run innings powered India to 587 in their first innings against England on day two of the second test in the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Edgbaston, Birmingham yesterday. In reply, the hosts were 77 for 3 in their first innings at stumps, trailing by 510 runs. England lead the five-match series 1-0 after winning the first test at Headingley. In Wimbledon tennis, India's entry Ram Balaji entered into the second round of the men's doubles event in London yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.